In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we are still in the octave of All Saints, and we have therefore the All Saints Mass today. And today is also anniversary of ordination of Father Nkamuke, our priest in Nigeria, so please keep him in your prayers today. Last month, in the month of October, we every day said in the church the Holy Rosary of Blessed Virgin Mary, and that includes always the litany of Our Lady, and also called Litany of Loreto. And Our Lady has many beautiful titles, and one of them is Queen of All Saints. Our Lady is the best of our Lord's creation, so she is therefore also the queen of the all created human beings. But she also has many other titles, and one of them is Queen of the Patriarchs. And since it's Juliana's favorite title of Our Lady, I wanted to tell you today about how Our Lady is not only Queen of the New Testament saints, but also Queen of the Old Testament saints as well. Queen of the Patriarchs, it means that Our Lady was the fulfillment of all the promises which were made to patriarchs. Patriarchs were the fathers of the nation of Israel, and Israel was God's chosen people before the time of Christ. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were the nation's first patriarchs, and Jacob had 12 sons from whose were started the 12 tribes of Israel, which you heard in today's epistle. And in the past times, during the Old Testament times, they didn't have Holy Mass, but the patriarchs used to offer a burning victim to God Almighty to show that they were sorry for their sins and to wait and to expect something better, even more better offering and sacrifice, namely which God later would do on the cross. And Our Lady, she's the Queen of Patriarchs because she had to see Our Lord being offered on the cross in propitiation for our sins. You might remember from Bible that Patriarch Abraham was ordered to offer his only son Isaac, so that he could prove his total loyalty to God Almighty. God didn't demand this sacrifice to be actually done by Abraham, but when it was question of Our Lady, she truly had to see her dear son Jesus die and being tortured on the cross. And the patriarchs were also given many great promises about the coming birth of Jesus Christ. And to them, they were also given promise that one day there would be born a woman who would crush the head of Satan and made all the schemes and plottings and evil things of the devil all vain. And that promise came true when Our Lady agreed and consented to become the mother of Jesus Christ. When she said her word, be it done to me according to the word of God, then all those marvelous promises which were given to the patriarchs about Jesus, all of them came true. Now it was the time of fulfillment of all the good things which the patriarchs and the nation of Israel had been waiting for centuries and centuries. And in another great way, Mary is the queen of the patriarchs in the way that she gave birth to Jesus, who would one day descend to hell namely to Abraham's bosom, and then take all the Old Testament saints together with him to heaven. Ever since there had been a fall in the coming of sin in the world, they had also been God's faithful servants on earth, but they could not go to heaven until Christ had died on the cross. And when Christ did die on the cross, before his resurrection, he descended to hell and liberated all those great and good servants of the and saints of the Old Testament, all the way from Adam, and he saw them and he took them up to heaven, where they could be together with him and God the Father until the eternity. And in the in heaven, it's filled with all those great saints you know from your Bible history, both from the Old Testament and from the New Testament. So Mary is truly not only Queen of all saints, but Queen of the patriarchs as well, mother of all those who were so many centuries expecting and hoping Jesus to be born. And as we have so often seen, it takes a good amount of will to become a saint. But a servant of God cannot do his or her own will. We, as Catholics, must do God's will first and foremost in our lives. So when Our Lady said these great words, "Be it done to me according to the word of God," she left us the great example to follow, that as she is Queen of the Patriarchs and Queen of all saints, she is also Mother and Queen to us, who now strive on this earth to do the will of God, but who will be so greatly rewarded among the saints in heaven. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.